to the lost souls, the disintegrated spirits, the wanderers, the dreamers, and the seekers. Welcome to the Embodied Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Danielle McGinnis. Our work in this podcast will be to foster healing, transformation, self-expression, creativity, and the development of consciousness. So with our intentions grounded firmly, let's settle in and do some integration work.
Hey friends, happy Sunday and welcome back to the Embodied Podcast. If you guys are loving what you're hearing on the show, I would really appreciate it if you went to iTunes and dropped a 5-star rating or a written review and just let me know what you are loving, what you want to hear more of, what you want to hear less of. Any and all feedback is welcome. So I also want to thank you guys for the grace here. I've taken a week off of recording the podcast episodes. I was sick over the last week, and I really took that time to just rest. There's a lot of time that I've been spending prepping for different things that I have on my plate right now. Last weekend, I was actually in a somatic experiencing practitioner course. This weekend, I am immersed in my PhD program in an interactive residential. So there's just been a lot on my plate, and I feel like taking the week off has been very beautiful. And it's interesting because I feel like, you know, whenever I come out of these weekend-long intensives, you know, part of me has this desire to share with the world all of the things that I have gathered. And it's interesting how that's becoming increasingly hard for me as I learn, grow, evolve, expand, because I realize how much of that in the past has been coming from a place of, I can't wait to take this information and share it with the world so that they know that I'm intelligent and smart and they want to work with me and all of those things. And now it is coming into this greater level of awareness or consciousness with myself to really ask myself, you know, what are the treasures that I have gathered throughout these experiences and how can I wrestle with them in a way so that I can create my own original content that stands on the backs of many, many intelligent humans, inspirations, mentors. And it's interesting because I feel like there's this desire in our culture to own knowledge, to make it our own and to swallow it. And certainly that's a function of the ego, to feel important in some way, to feel intelligent in some way, to feel propped up in some way. And so I have been experiencing a lot of internal shifts within myself where it's going through this period where it's really, really hard for me to create content on Instagram or content on my podcast because I'm taking this time to slow down and reflect and really sift through everything that I've learned and all of my experiences and really start to grapple with, like, what does this mean to me? Do I really believe in this? Have I actually experienced this? Have I earned the wisdom of this message? And that's something that in years prior, I certainly did not think about. I would see something new and shiny and fancy and just take it and project it into the world. And I feel like we're at a time where we have to really stop and pause and think about what we're using our voice for at this moment. Are we perpetuating our own grandiosity, our own arrogance, our own inflation? Or are we really sharing our experiences and our stories with the world? And I think that that just takes a wrestling, that takes a grappling, that takes a lot of internal discrimination to understand what's true and right for you. And something that came up during my PhD program, something that I was talking about with my professors and my cohort, is this idea of shadow work becoming very trendy in our culture, and the idea that, you know, the shadow is kind of the first interaction that the ego has with unconscious material, and it's kind of that first level into the archetypal realm, and we've turned it into this, we've bastardized it and turned it into something that we can monetize and take steps to be better. And that's actually not how shadow moves in and through. You have to experience those times in life. You have to come to a reckoning with yourself about all of the things about your being that are absolutely repulsive and disgusting, and you can't stand or you can't bear to fathom that that's within you, whether that's positive or negative. And we can't start to glamorize these things that are so very important and integral into our steps that we're taking towards wholeness. And so really looking at how we're approaching the work that we're doing in the world with a level of attention and consciousness that's in taking a step back, in that increasing your capacity for reflection. And that kind of ties into, you know, what I learned the previous weekend in my somatic experiencing practitioner course is, you know, like, the experiences are always feeding us information, and our systems sometimes feel so overwhelmed with experience that it can't possibly hold it. And so we're wrapped in this, what they call the trauma vortex. And for me to match that with a depth psychological lens is that sometimes when we are confronted with too much unknown too soon, we get possessed by an archetype, and we will do anything to avoid re-experiencing that type of overwhelming chaos. And so what we have to do is we have to start to be very conscious in the way that we are moving our bodies and moving in our internal worlds, because it is so very important to understand that, because we might just be shifting our egoic materials around for our own comfort and not actually growing and integrating. And so we do have to dip into those realms of chaos and overwhelm, but we need to learn how to do that in a way that's safe, in a way that we can stay oriented to our present moment, and do that in a way that increases our reflective capacity, so that we're not just inflating ourselves to become these grandiose versions of human beings, because that takes away our humanity, our imperfections, the things that actually make us the most beautiful versions of ourselves, the most whole versions of ourselves. And so these were just some of my reflections over my week off. I did want to say that today is the last day to apply for my May cohort of Born to Heal. If you have just heard about Born to Heal, Born to Heal is my 12-week group program that really focuses on this whole integration of wholeness, creating more space in your psyche, improving your emotional intelligence, your capacity to be with your inner world, to be with your trauma, and doing that in a way that doesn't take shadow work and bastardize it. It takes the unconscious we take an attitude of respect and reverence for the unconscious using dreams, active imagination, shadow integration. And so if this is something that you have been interested in for a long time, or you find yourself in very anxious or stuck places in your life, I will drop the link to that in the show notes and you can put in your last minute application. I do have one more spot, so I'm accepting one more person into this upcoming cohort. So I hope that if you feel called to that, you follow through and put your application in. And given everything that I said in this podcast, I am hoping that we chat Thursday, but I am really going to leave it open and allow myself to just really sit with the material that has been moving in and through me and see what comes up. But fingers crossed, we'll chat Thursday. Bye, guys. Thank you.